بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Hazrat Buraida radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if some people withhold zakat, Allah ta'ala causes famine on them. Nowadays famine has become a great problem and thousands of plans are made to save mankind from it, though most of these don't seem to work. When Allah ta'ala sends down punishment, no power on earth can stop it. Allah ta'ala has shown us the real problem as well as how to solve it. If you wish to remove the suffering, you will have to follow the proper solution. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has specifically described for this ummah how evil actions cause specific calamities and afflictions in this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned the ummah against all such evil practices, saying, when my ummah falls into such and such evils, they will be afflicted with calamities like violent windstorms, men being swallowed up by the earth, metamorphosis, faces transformed into evil shapes, earth stones from the skies, the domination of enemies over the Muslims, plagues and fatal epidemics, much bloodshed, withholding of rains, storms, the hearts being gripped with fear, the du'as of the pious not being answered, etc. Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned these afflictions and misfortunes 1400 years ago, together with the particular evil deeds that caused each of these. The warning was given long ago, and today we are experiencing the truth of these sayings. If only we could understand the true significance of the sayings of Rasulullah ﷺ, whose heart was full of love and compassion, and who was sent as a mercy, not only for the Muslims, but for all mankind. Rasulullah ﷺ, Muhajireen, there are five terrible sins. If you do any of these, and I take refuge in Allah from the evil of these sins, in case you do fall into them, you will face horrible disasters. Firstly, when people openly become shameless and do zina, they will be punished with such diseases which were never heard of before. Secondly, when people begin to give less, they will experience starvation, hardships and oppression by rulers. Thirdly, if people stop paying zakat, rains will be held back from them, and it will not be. And if it was not for the animals, not a single drop of rain would fall upon them, because animals are innocent creatures of Allah Ta'ala. A little water would be showered for them. Fourthly, those people that do not fulfill their promises will be ruled by other nations, who will rob them of all their wealth and belongings. Fifthly, those people that follow laws opposite to the law of Allah Ta'ala will be broken down by fighting amongst themselves.